It's a huge day for our club, Joe. It's, I suppose, historically, it's our biggest day, you know. And it's not every day you get a chance to take part in an All Ireland Junior Cup, you know. It's a fantastic day for us. There's great hype around the town and indeed the greater Dahalo area, you know. So really looking forward to it. So we're good to go. Preparations are going according to plan, and injuries, we have one or two small injury concerns, but other than that, we should be okay, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose confidence must be so high after the wins over Cook and Westport as well.
Confidence is fairly high, you know, but we're not losing sight of the fact that Tullamore are indeed current champions, and indeed last Saturday they tucked away their league win as well, you know. So we've a very formidable side arriving down to Kentuck, so we're very conscious of that, you know. So
have you actually got a chance to go up and look at Tullamore?
We haven't actually. We've been incredibly busy all over Christmas. We've had no break really over Christmas with our league commitments and other competitions that we've progressed in. So we haven't had a chance to see them. So we don't really need to go up and look at them. Their record speaks for itself.
Yeah. I'm sure you've got a few reports on them though. Like where their strong points reportedly anyway.
We have, you know, from different people that have heard and reading news reports and yeah. Or paper reports and that kind of thing, you know. So, we just put our best foot forward and see how we get on.
What about yourselves for this season, especially in the Cup? What have you been most happy with, I suppose?
You know, I think this is a culmination of a lot of hard work done through the years. And I suppose it's the first tranche of players that have come through our underage system. And indeed, this year, our underage setup, both our under-19s and our under-17s have also qualified for Penn-Munster competitions. And our underage is doing incredibly well as well, you know. So it's very positive at the moment, thank God. A lot of hard work and a lot of people to be very grateful for their help, you know.
Yeah, there must
and indeed,
be.
The support we are receiving at the moment from other clubs throughout Dahalo of all sorts of codes of sports has been tremendous. And indeed, we're getting tremendous support from our Munster branch and indeed our local fellow rugby clubs in our area as well, you know. So,
yeah, absolutely fantastic. In terms of injuries and team news, how is everyone?
Injuries, we have one or two small concerns. We more or less have a full squad. We had a great session last night and we plan, our captain Dan McCabe is going to lead us out on his captain's run tomorrow night. And everything should be well, if everything is positive at the moment.
And I suppose it's the kind of game, even if lads are maybe at 80-85%, they'll push through to get out on the pitch for it.
Well, I think that they probably will. The home draw is obviously a huge advantage, and our games are usually very well attended anyway. So I'm thinking that just like the Munster 16th men, I hope the Kentuck 16th men will arrive on the pitch as well on Saturday, you know?
Yeah, hopefully it does. Like, how big a boost is that around the squad and around the club that the game is on in Kentuck, and how much of an advantage do you think it gives you?
Well, it's a huge advantage, obviously, on the day. Maybe in the lead-up to it, it's maybe a slight disadvantage with the hype that's going on at the moment and signs arriving up in town and best wishes to the lads and fellas getting phone calls and messages on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. And maybe because our lads are normal lads and they're not professionals and this kind of stuff, this is their biggest occasion. You know, that can be difficult to deal with, I presume, in the lead-up. But I presume when the whistle will sound, you know, all that will be forgotten about and the game will be in front of them. And I've no doubt that they will perform to their best because of the fact that it's a home game, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose, there's a massive rugby tradition up in North Cork with the likes of Tony Buckley and all these guys down through the years. So, I mean, it's good for the spotlight to be up there, isn't it?
It's great for the spotlight to be here. And Tony is actually a regular visitor to us. He played with us at underage level. And also, we've a lot of young guys coming through the squad. We've young Sean Cremin is tugged out for the Munster squad. We had Mark Healy last year tugged out for the Munster squad. You know, we've a lot of young guys coming through that are showing great promise, and hopefully we can help them in their progression through their careers, you know.
How big would it be to get to the final?
It would be just huge. I have it banned. We're not allowed to think about the final at the present, and that's the truth. It would be absolutely colossal. And, you know, we have a big day planned around next Saturday. It's not every day we get to welcome the president of the RFU to Kentork, a small country club. And indeed, we have a lot of members of our own Munster branch attending as well. So it would be absolutely huge.